Campus FM jippreżenta Għalġit ta' Soċjetà. Sensiela ta' programmi imtella mill-Osservatorju Nazzjonali għall-għajxin b'dinjeta. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni tal-Professur Carmel Borċ.
Jina Carmel Borċ insellem is-semmija kollha ta' Campus FM nistgħu nkomil ġdid biex tibqgħu miegħu dan il-programm fis-sensiela għall-ġid tas-soċjetà. Din hija sensiela imtella mill-Osservatorju Nazzjonali għall-għajxin b'dinjeta, entità fiħdan il-Fondazzjoni tal-President għall-ġid tas-soċjetà. Dan huwa 15-il programm f'din is-sensiela li kif tafu qarbitna jew aħjar ġabitna aktar il-qrib tal-ħidma tal-Fondazzjoni. Dak kollha li baqgħu magħna tul din is-sensiela l-mistoqsija tagħhom kienet imma kif din il-fondazzjoni qed jirnexxiela torganizza tant attivitajiet. U f'moħħhom forsi jgħaddi minn moħħhom l-idea li hemm xi riġment jaħdem full time għal din il-fondazzjoni. Fil-fatt kif rajna mill-intervisti li għamilna mal-core team, bażikament dak li huwa core, dak li huwa full time, in-numru tiegħu mhuwiex kbir. U allura l-mistoqsija tiġi weħda. Kif din il-fondazzjoni qed jirnexxiela torganizza tant affarijiet b'core team daqshekk żgħir. U t-tweġiba ħanoħdu għax aktarx illum, għaliex fiħdan din il-fondazzjoni hemm numru sabiħ ta' volontiera li jagħtu ħinhom u l-enerġija tagħhom u l-intellett tagħhom għal din il-fondazzjoni. Biex nitkellmu dwar il-volontarjat tal-fondazzjoni llum għandi erba' min-nies, għandi l-Enġi Karwana li hija mill-core team, Enġi diġà intervistajna. Insellimlek Enġi llum qiegħda hawnhekk Enġi biex titkellem dwar il-volontarjat. Għandi wkoll kif se tintroduċi istess nies oħrajn li huma l-volontiera. Enġi fidek biex introduċi.
Insellimlek u nsellem is-semija kollha. Qabel nibda nixtieq nagħtik daqsxejn feedback għaliex kellna ħafna kummenti sbieħ fuq il-programm li għaddew. Nirringrazzjak għall-programm tal-lum għax dun huwa programm verament interessanti u importanti ħafna għalina bħala fondazzjoni għax kif qatt inti ħa nitkellmu fuq il-volontiera. U kif qatt tajjeb sewwa inti aħna grupp żgħir ħafna, kull ma qegħdin qisu 12 ruħ li huma full time jaħdmu fil-fondazzjoni bħala full time, iżda il-familja tal-fondazzjoni hija ħafna kbar minn hekk. Aħna għandna ħafna tipi ta' volontiera, nies ta' età differenti fil-fatt hawnhekk illum jiena mhux ħanħodlok ħafna ħin għaliex nixtieq li jkunu l-volontiera infushom li jaqsmu magħna l-esperjenza tagħhom ta' xi tfisser tkun volunteer mal-President's Foundation x'tat tiegħhom. Hawnhekk għandna lil Doreen Mizzi, għandna lil Ellen Spence u għandna lil Kelly eżwel li t-tlieta li huma qegħdin jirrappreżentaw gruppi differenti kif għatlek dawn huma n-nies li jiformaw parti minn din il-familja kbira ta' volontiera li hija mal-fondazzjoni.
Pero qabel ma nitlu għal-volontiera nfushom Enġi, forsi tina idea ġenerali ta' fejn jinsabu dawn il-volontiera u x'tip ta' xogħol mod ġenerali.
Iva, aħna l-volontiera, l-ewwel nies nixtieq nagħmilha ċara li aħna l-volontiera il-proċess kif jidħlu volontiera magħna huwa daqs li kieku se jiġu rekruti mal-fondazzjoni.
Ma huwa proċess rigorus.
Iva, il-persuna tittibgħat is-CV, hemm l-intervisti, waħda għal waħda tnejn, il-persuna tittati l-kondotta tal-pulizija daqs li kieku qed applika għal xogħol.
Ma aħna ħniex qegħdin nitkellmu fuq volontiera li jagħmlu t-tew il-kafe mhux vera.
Ekku, il-volontiera li jidħlu mal-fondazzjoni jikkommettu għal attivitajiet li jifirxu minn tfal għal adulti, ġifieri aħna fl-ebda moment ma nidu l-ebda tip ta' riskju li ndaħlu xi ħadd, aħna nemmnu li l-volontiera għandhom jiġu trattati anke l-proċess kif indaħluhom professjonalment ħafna u dik hija l-metodu li nimxu bih. U il-volontiera jidħlu minn attivitajiet fejn, pereżempju, jekk għandna konferenza, għandna l-volontiera qed jieħdu sehem fil-konferenza, imma kellna wkoll għandna wkoll volontiera fejn nistgħu npoġġu ma' mejda u flimkien naqsmu l-ħsibijiet tagħna, naqsmu l-idejat tagħna u nikkreaw flimkien, ġifieri huma parti mill-proċess ukoll, mhux just hands-on fil-ġurnata li hemm bżonn l-attività tagħhom, le, hemm commitment u hemm involviment totali.
Mela, aħna nistgħu nduru sal-volunteer, ġvera wara dik l-introduzzjoni ġenerali. And we're going to start with Alan. Alan, what prompted you to join the foundation as a volunteer?
I'd been retired about 3.5 years, and I was looking for something to do, and my flatmate works for the foundation as well, and he said, have a word with Angie. And so I spoke with Angie on the phone, and I thought, yes, this sounds interesting. So I went through the recruitment process, and I have to admit, it's been a life-changing experience as far as I'm concerned. when I started, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to be faced with. What I was faced with was a group of really enthusiastic...
And energetic, if I may.
Yes, and very energetic team. Very friendly, very helpful. And I got swept along with the tide as it went. I started off with the secret garden when that opened. I have a mobility problem. I'm not as active as I would like to be. So I man the reception at a lot of the foundation's functions. And it introduces all sorts of people to me. Young children. One experience that has really touched my heart. After the first few weeks, there was a young girl come in with her mother every week. And when she came in, she used to run through the door and hug me. A few weeks after the secret garden finished, I met them in the village of Barzan. The girl saw me, shrieked, come running up and hugged me in the middle of the street. And the feeling that that gave me, and her mother was just beaming with pride at that. And when I walk around the village or and other parts now, I've met so many people through the foundation. They say, hello, Alan, how are you doing? And that's it's amazing. And I feel I'm doing something really worthwhile. I'm helping. I also help with the preparation for the conferences, the preparations of the packs that they give out at their conferences. And the whole beauty from my perspective is I'm under no pressure. I do it because I want to do it and I love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that drives me on and keeps me going with volunteering.
Now, volunteering is generally about, you know, giving.
Yes.
Giving time.
Yes.
Giving energy, giving experience, but it's also about gaining. And it's you're gaining a lot experience.
A few weeks back, there was a retirement conference at the Vidala Palace. And the speakers there, I was listening, and I thought, yes, I'm doing all the right things that they tell you to do when you retire. Keep active. Give something back to the community. And in giving something back to the community, I'm gaining from that as well.
Mm-hmm.
As well as meeting a whole group of new friends and people that I wouldn't have met before.
Mm-hmm.
And my personal friends have said to me, you've changed so much in the past year since you've been working for the foundation. It's untrue.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. When you retire, you can't stop. You've got to keep going. I think that's the important thing. And a lot of people don't do this.
Yeah.
And it's a good way to put something back into retirement. My ethos for this has always been, Malta has done a lot for me. It's time to give something back.
Yeah.
And that was when Angie asked me why I was volunteering. Those were the very words that I told her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doreen, inti volontira oħra mal-ħafna li jemm jaħdmu għal-fondazzjoni for sittina daqxej sfond tax-xogħol tiegħek.
Naqbel perfettament ma' dak kollu li qal Alan. L-esperjenza tiegħi fil-volontarjat fi ħdan il-fondazzjoni tal-President bdiet eżattament mal-bidu tal-fondazzjoni. Niftakar kont smajt li kien hemm anke sejħa għal-volontira u għat għax ma naplikax, għat għandi ftit ħin u koll f'idejja li nista' nutilizzah għalkemm jiena mara tad-dar u nagħmel xogħol ukoll, nagħmel xogħli mid-dar jiena xogħol tiegħi, kien jirrikjedi li kelli ftit ħin fuq idea li jien nista' nagħtih is-soċjetà. L-idea ta' din il-fondazzjoni, l-Wellbeing Foundation, oġbitni il-fatt li anke li ħanaħdem ma' tfal. Għax dik li nagħmel xogħol nagħtihini volontarjat ma' tfal dejjem interessatni u għadd għaliex le. U niftakar kont mort il-palazz, niftakar Inġi, iltqajt ma' Inġi. Għamlit li jisu intervju żgħir ukoll dak il-ħin u qalt li trid nieħu CV dak kollu kif qalet, kelli anke intervju għal wieħed tnejn u tkellimna u ddiskutejna. U nista ngħid illi minn hemm bdiet it-triq tiegħi fil-volontarjat. Bdejt bis-Sigrid Foundation, bis-Sigrid Garden. Kienu laqat vera sbieħ ta' kunnar ta' sibt,
li kien
mat-tfal, jiġu tfal minn Malta kollha, free of charge, għax dak kien is-sabiħ ukoll tiegħu li t-tfal il-President ta' dik l-opportunità li t-tfal ta' Malta kollha illi n-nofs ta' nhar ta' sibt filgħodu jistgħu jiġu f'dan il-ġnien meravigljuż.
U privat,
dan huwa ġnien privat tal-President ħadd ma kien jidħol fih qabel, da' fetħitu hi għall-soċjetà, mod speċjali għat-tfal. U jien kont parti mill-volontira li kont attendi nhar ta' sibt.
X'kien ir-rwol tiegħek hemmhekk?
Ir-rwol tiegħi kien hemm ġilli li nilqgħu it-tfal meta jiġu. Anka il-faddi kif qal Ellen illi ta' kunnar ta' sibt ikunu anka l-istess fallid jiġu wa sibt wara sibt, tara dik ikunu ħerqanin li reġgħu ġew, anka li reġgħu rawk, jifirħu bik. Inti dak il-jien ngħid għalija l-esperjenza kont inħoss ferħ. Illi ngħidlek jien laqas u lidek ġilli ma jtulek dan is-sodisfazzjon għax dawn huma tfal jien ma tafhomx qed tarhom hemm. Imma il-fatt li anke huma jħossuhom welcome minnek, qed tilqahom, qed tintroduċihom, toħodhom fil-post ta' fej l-attività li ħajkollhom, dawn huma ftit minuti mhumiex ħin twil li jkollok ma' tfal, imma is-sodisfazzjon li jtik li anke tfal ishom jarfuk. U jibqgħu jiftakruk kif qal Ellen. Jibqgħu jiftakruk, jekk ikollok tiltaqa' magħhom fi triq paċert li jekk ikun jafus ma ħajtulek ukoll. Allura jiena dan il-volontarjat tani sodisfazzjon personali ukoll għalkemm jiena qed nagħti ħini għalihom daw it-tfal, inti tieħu ħafna ukoll. Għax ma rridux ninsew u nixtieq nagħmel dan l-appell hawnhekk għall-volontarjat għan-nies li qegħdin hemm barra jisimgħuni, illi l-volontarjat jagħtik ħafna lilek personali anke l-well-being tiegħek. Għax il-fatt jiena ħa nitkellem mill-lat tiegħi mara tad-dar, jien għandi familja ta' 4 tfal, għandi familja ta' 6 minn nies. Il-fatt li jiena ngħid pereżempju s-sibt filgħodu huwa ddedikat għall-volontarjat. Immur il-palazz, il-Sigrid Garden, tħalli kollox warajk u inti dak il-ħin li qed tagħti għal ħadd ieħor isek tħall f'dinja oħra, f'realtà oħra, fejn jiena qed nissoċjalizza, għamilt ħbieb ġodda, tara dawk it-tfal, tara l-kuntentizza, jisek tinsa d-dinja tiegħek, tħall f'dinja oħra. U dik kienet tagħtni sodisfazzjon personali illi kont inħossni ħafna tajjeb.
Kien hemm xi ħidma oħra li dħalt għaliha bħala volontier?
Iva, jiena qed għalqalbi ħafna l-volontarjat, jiena naħdem ukoll nagħti ħafna ħini għal rigward l-awareness ta' dislexja. Naħdem ħafna biex nagħmel għarfien ta' dislexja nkun ħafna fuq radios u televisions u anke nagħmel support il-ġenituri nemmen ħafna fija.
Il-volontarjat mhux ġdida.
No, laqgħa xejn, però fih dan il-fondazzjoni tal-President dik hija esperjenza unika, esperjenza differenti. Għax il-volontarjat li ħoli qed ngħidlek li nagħmel rigward id-dislexja hija xi ħaġa kompletament differenti. I mean, alright, huwa volontarjat ukoll, imma hija differenti. Jiena jtini dan is-sodisfazzjon personali volontarjat kif ġieli anka tkellimt ma' inġi anka nitkellem ħafna najt, ħafna hekk din kważi qisha l-ajta tiegħi, illi jiena mill-esperjenza tiegħi l-volontarjat itini paċi u ferħ intern, illi l-ebda attivitajiet oħra biħlas ikun kemm ikun ma jtini. Allura il-volontarjat inħossu li jgħini mentalment u jgħini fizikament. Allura, għax għani dwa kifini, il-volontarjat mhux xi ħaġa ongoing kuljum. Allura inti tajt ħani dedika 3 sigħat fil-ġimgħa, ħani dedika sija, anka sija, hija biżejjed. Imma inti tħalt f'dinja oħra, qed esperjenza ħbieb ġodda, tara li dak li qed tagħmel anka tibgħat bis-sima fuq ħadd ieħor huwa biżejjed. Tajt jiena l-preżenza tiegħi għalmin anke l-bniedem wieħed bidlet il-ġurnata dak u l-volontarjat.
Dak is-sens ta' sodisfazzjon. Ma tixtrih bl-ebda flus.
Xej, bl-ebda flus ta' d-dinja.
U volontier jafx
eżattament x'qed ngħid. U minn esperjenza l-volontarjat jifhem eżattament x'qed ngħid. U jien nagħmel dan l-appell li nisem barra illi l-volontarjat itikom dan iċ-ċans li inti tesperjenza dawn l-affarijiet li qiegħda ngħid u li li inti ma sibom lebda ħlas. Lebda xogħol ieħor ma jtijulek, anka tajt sijasa tiegħi, m'hemmx għalfej ħafna, m'hemmx għalfej kuljum, imma tajda n-nisa tiegħi jiena ħantihom il-ħadd ieħor. Dak hu l-iskop tal-volontarjat li tagħmel xi ħaġa għal ħadd ieħor.
Ħanieqfu għal ftit sekondi meta nerġgħu niġu lura se nkomplu nitkellmu dwar l-esperjenza diretta tal-volontiera fih din il-fondazzjoni mbagħad nagħlqu miegħek NG dwar il-futur ta' dan ix-xogħol u ta' din il-ħidma fih dan il-fondazzjoni. Jina Karmel Borċ infakkarkom li dan huwa programm ieħor fis-sensiela għall-ġid tas-soċjetà sensiela imtella mill-Osservatorju Nazzjonali għall-Għexin Dinjità. Dan huwa l-15-il programm u l-fokus tagħna dan il-programm hu proprju l-volontarjat fih dan il-fondazzjoni tal-President għall-ġid tas-soċjetà. Kelly, you're another volunteer within the foundation. Can you explain to us your role within this foundation?
Absolutely. So I am a volunteer, but I'm also a teacher at QSI International School of Malta, where I am actually helping to coordinate all of the secondary students to have the opportunity to volunteer with the foundation.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a huge undertaking.
It is. It's definitely adds to my list of things to do, but it really is incredibly empowering for the students. And for the past 3 years, I've seen how the involvement with the President's Foundation has helped them to grow emotionally, socially, and also definitely academically. And so being able to coordinate that and offer that opportunity and help them from a young age, you know, starting at 15 until 18, be involved in something bigger than themselves, I think is incredibly worthwhile.
Is volunteering a mandatory experience within the school? Is it part of the curriculum?
It's not a mandatory. We are an American international school, and
right.
So we don't have a required service component,
okay.
Which I think really creates a nice environment for students to have elected to do it and also to be able to see the natural rewards and benefits that they get from those experiences. I've never had to require a student to be there, and thus have never had to ask a student to step into something that they don't see as worthwhile for themselves. So I think it creates a real authentic place for learning to happen, and as was mentioned before, to give back, but also to receive from the community that they're a part of.
So can you take us through some of the experiences that you have been through with your own students within the foundation?
So it has been, the depth and breadth of the organization is incredible, and there has been so many opportunities. The first that we were a part of was really joining in on the fora that were offered, lectures that were open to the public, ranging from topics of children in vulnerable situations to persons in retirement and even, you know, multicultural education around the island. So students of mine that were a part of those fora would oftentimes be helping with the roving mics, an incredible opportunity. Everybody wants to be able to share their experience, and being able to mitigate, you know, the requests for the microphone really took them through a lot of social cues and weaving in and out of an audience without detracting from the content that was taking place. And they also are involved with volunteers in registering individuals and helping them to become a part of the organization. The great thing about volunteering, I think, is that the message is spread exponentially the more volunteers you have. So when you have people who have had meaningful experiences and then they're at a fora recruiting more, it's an authentic experience that helps just to grow the power of an organization. And then also even just helping individuals to return back to their seats and general questions. It makes any event really well organized for individuals to feel like there are many persons they can go to find out more information, to find the restroom, and even just get a refill on their coffee so they don't lose time talking with an individual. So that's the first way that we were involved. I think one of the most significant events we've been a part of has been the Secret Garden, which was an incredible initiative at the start of the summer. As you can imagine, all of us at the end of a year are excited to be on summer break, but many of my students were, again, asking, when are we going for the Secret Garden? When are our trainings? And it was a comprehensive event where not only did we get to meet with staff members of the foundation and be trained in the way that we were going to be working with children, working with community members, and also respecting this secret garden which the president had opened, but we got to see it all the way through to completion. So it was an incredible way for my students to build skill sets about planning and executing a community event. Mm-hmm. Students from all over the island got to take part. And because we're an international school, I felt like it was a great way of sharing games, experiences, arts, and crafts from all over the world that were common to students wherever they came from. And again, it was the debriefing that took place afterwards. It was a great way that students felt they could give meaningful feedback.
Yeah. You did process the experience with
absolutely. Students. With the foundation, actually. Completely.
Can you share with us some of the comments of the students? You know?
Well, they first had a new appreciation for their teachers and the amount of work that goes into having an event of any sort. But they also really grappled with difficult situations that they'd encountered. A student who was playing a play at fair game, which was teaching social skills and questions of diversity and acceptance within a community to the children participating, and somebody who wasn't actually playing at fair, and how to address a difficult conversation about biases and prejudices in a way that was going to further the purpose they wanted and not actually perpetuate the stereotype that had emerged. So it really, for me, it's amazing to see my students, you know, at an age where I think many times they get a reputation of being self-centered and focused on self-gratification, and seeing them be a part of something so much bigger than themselves.
Great.
Despite being in a new country, maybe speaking a language for the first time in such a setting, it is growth. And right now we're going through the university application process around the world, and so many of the personal statements that are coming out and the conversations about what do you want to do? You know, where do you see yourself 10 years from now? Mm-hmm. Stem from the opportunities that we've had volunteering with the foundation.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So Kelly, Doreen, and Ellen, very telegraphically, your impressions about the foundation and its work, starting from you, Kelly.
I am absolutely amazed by the organization and the outreach of the foundation and the way in which my students from all over the world with all different experiences and skill sets have been welcomed. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't be more pleased with the experience we've had for the past years.
Doreen, l-impressjoni tijak minna ħatijak pala volontira?
L-impressjoni tijak li ħaniqpa nati l-kontribut tijaj illa li xkif tijaj għat barra li jina etnati umma etetuni u kol unħedġeċ barra biex ħafna nisa ta' d-dar u anka mumiex nisa ta' d-dar jgħatu ċans il-ħinom għal-volontarjat għax sakemm inti ma t-esperienza ħiex ma tistax tajt eżattament x'inhu l-volontarjat.
Alan, your impressions from the standpoint of a volunteer?
The foundation is a well-run professional organization. Okay, yes, it relies on its volunteers, but the drive and determination of the core team and Her Excellency herself, and she is a hands-on person, and she gets involved herself. And I think that as a volunteer, knowing that right from the very top, from Dr. Farrugia down to Angie, not in a detrimental sense there, but down the pecking order, everybody has so much drive and determination. It's infectious. It drives you on. And it wants you just to do more and more. And it gives that overall feeling of satisfaction. You come away with the wow factor. I think that's the best way to sum it up.
Yeah. Great. Angie, ħanna ġandur għalik issa, tajjeb, biex forsi nikkonkludu dwar dan is-suġġett. Forsi kien hemm xi temi li tliet volontira li kienu inkredibbli fl-esperjenzi tagħhom ħallew barra li tixtieq forsi taqsam magħna dwar ix-xogħol tal-volontira fejn qegħdin jaħdmu iktar dawn il-volontira u kif inhuma organizzati l-volontira.
Etnosi emozjonata ħafna li tisma dal-kommenti daqsek kem personali daqsek sbiħu kol. Jina, jiddispieċini li stajt nġib tlet volontira bis. Ġifiri smajna l-esperienza tlet volontira, ma jonek nishtiqniħu l-opportunità li ringrazja l-volontira kolla li jimissumana li juma parti mil-fondazzjoni, għalix kifetna jilek ma kan nishtan si nġibu l-kulħat. Nishtiq nkompli maħom, speċjalment kif għal Dorin li min jishtiq jagħmel kuntatt magħna jikkuntatt jana għall-volontarjat, aħna din għalina bħala core team hija esperjenza unika, esperjenza ta' vera.
Kellek studenti mill-università ħinġi?
Ħafna. Ma qasmur nemmek, għaġak huwa kamp ieħor, għandna student tal-mediċina, mill-bita saj, għandna mis-social depart, għandna ħafna tip ta' studenti li jiġu speċjalment ma jiġux biss Secret Garden, etc. They're dynamic sena
kollettiva personali tagħhom jew kellha parti mill-programm tagħhom.
Ikun hemm min hija parti mill-programm u jkun hemm ħafna iktar bħala.
Ġifintom il-fondazzjoni toffri internship.
Iva. Kieku għandna bżonn programm ieħor biex nitkellmu dik il-biċċa.
Qed nipprova tifhem minn daħal kemm jista' jkun informazzjoni.
Ekku.
Għax naf id-dinja ta' università tisma' bħalissa.
Ekku. L-iktar ħaġa interessanti u nixtieq verament nagħlaq biha hija li kull volunteer iġib dinja ta' rikkezzi miegħu. Jiena meta nkun għall-interview, il-volunteer mistaqsija waħda nagħmilhom. Biex jaqsmu miegħi x'valur.
Dik importanti li konsidrajt anke il-valuri tagħhom. Illa li ovvjament il-fondazzjoni għandha l-itos tagħha u naħseb jiena parti integrali importanti tal-intervista hija proprju li naraw li n-nies li qegħdin jaħdmu għall-fondazzjoni għandhom l-istess valuri u ġvera tal-fondazzjoni.
Xi ħaġa tkun it-tools li ġibu magħhom. Għax meta jgħidu li aħna pereżempju kreattivi, aħna artisti, etc. We take it to the utmost level li nużaw, mux għadek nisfruttaw ta' ma' nużaw il-talenti tagħhom to the best. U bekk il-volunteer ferħan u qed jagħti l-iktar ħaġa li jħobb li jkunu talenti tagħhom, ixejgħu talenti tagħhom. Taf kif?
Angie, Alan, Kelly and Doreen, I thank you all for your contribution and for your work for the foundation. Jiena naħseb li nistgħu nieqfu hawnhekk b'dan il-programm partikolari li foka proprju fuq xogħol kbir li jagħmlu l-volontira bris u ġvera il-fondazzjoni tal-President għall-ġid tas-soċjetà. Se nieqaf hawnhekk nirringrazzja lil Samuel Attar, it-tekniku ta' dan il-programm, nirringrazzjakom eżi semmija tal-li bqajtu magħna għal dan il-programm, jimma baqali xejn ħlief mill-ġdid insellmilkom u nagħmel appuntament għal programm ieħor fis-sensiela għall-ġid tas-soċjetà.
Għadkom kemm smajtu għall-ġid tas-soċjetà. Silsila ta' programmi imtella mill-Osservatorju Nazzjonali għall-għajxin b'dinjetà. Produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni tal-professur Carmel Borch.